Bugle, audio newspaper for a visual world.
Hello, Buglers, and welcome to Bugle 4067, sub-episode A for American Tour Audio Diary. There is no full Bugle this week, but we do have an exclusive peek behind the scenes on the just-completed Radiotopia Live East Coast Tour, thanks to all Buglers who came to those shows, and thanks to those of you who will be coming to the forthcoming shows, starting this week in San Francisco on Tuesday the 15th, Portland on Thursday the 17th, and Seattle on Saturday the 19th, thereafter several shows in Britain through the summer. Clearly, the last 10 days have had their fair share of news, what with Mr. Trump continuing to be the Kalashnikov-wielding bull strafing the China shop of international relations. Then we've got Israel and Iran having a cheeky little bidding-badong in Syria, just as the ordinary people of Syria were presumably thinking, well, it's getting a bit dull round here. I'll tell you what we could do with our two most powerful neighbours trying to start a war with each other on our land. We've had it too good, too long. But fortunately for the Bugle, as a British origin podcast, nothing else matters right now, because a royal princelicious bewedling is coming to save the universe. Who gives a shit about all the other shit when we're about to add a new princess to our roster of magic spangly-hatted ladies? It's royal wedding time next Saturday. News can snooze. The government's fumbling through the thorny maze of Brexit to make sure we can find just the right bullets and guns with which to shoot ourselves in the foot in accordance with the will of the people trademark. They are of no matter. Are you worried about America provocatorising the Middle East by moving its embassy to Jerusalem? Well, as the old saying goes, if you're going to f*** a bee's nest, you might as well coat your plonker in honey. Is that the right one? The point is, it doesn't matter anymore, because the wedding is coming to save us all. Maybe they'll even have royal babies. Anything that knocks Boris Johnson even further down the succession charts is absolutely fine by me. He's currently only a medium to high-level nuclear catastrophe away from it, and with the way the world is now, you can never be too careful these days. Sure, I'm taking a hit to my own monarchy ambitions, but it's not about me. It's about what's good for Britain and good for the world. Anyway, later in the show, to mark the impending royal nuptials, which we will cover in full on next week's Bugle, we will look back into our archives to the last time one of Prince Charles's two sons married, way back in 2011. But first, it's time to give you a little taste of life on the road with my fellow Radiotopians, with my universe-exclusive Radiotopia Live 2018 audio tour diary, narrated by friend of the show, Gervil Wenge. Here's part one, covering the first 3 days of the tour.
The Radiotopia Live East Coast Tour 2018. The showbiz event of this or any other millennium. The universe's leading podcastic minds have been brought together for 6 shows that will surely come to be viewed as one of the great landmarks in human creativity. Alongside Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel ceiling, the music of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Test Match Cricket and the Chicken Nugget. The tour begins. The Radiotopia private jet lands in Atlanta, Georgia. On the tarmac, a crowd of podcast fans is waiting expectantly. Andy Zaltzman is from the Bugle podcast.
Yeah, it's like this. Everywhere you go as a podcaster these days, it does get intrusive, but you just have to learn to live with it.
It's 30 minutes to curtain up time. Showtime. Team Captain Roman Mars from the 99% Invisible podcast, founder of the Radiotopia Network, wants to make sure this show goes well. As you would know if you've ever read or heard his name, he is a notorious worshipper of ancient deities.
Roman really wants this tour to start strongly, so he is calling upon the great god Jupiter to grant us a good show in Atlanta tonight, and to that end, he is sacrificing 100 head of oxen.
Day 2. The Radiotopia tour bus. Inside, everyone is settling down for the long drive to Durham, North Carolina. After an emotionally and physically draining first show in the grand finale, a daring and, it must be said, strikingly risque cabaret-inspired motorcycle pyramid ended in what can only be described as a significant incident with the front five rows of the crowd. The tech team have gone on ahead to install a protective moat in the theatre in Durham. But for the podcasters, it's time to hit the road. Bus driver Juan Pablo Montoya, two-time winner of the Indianapolis 500, former star of Formula One and IndyCar racing, has been hired to ensure rapid transit between the venues.
It is a great honor to be driving so many of my favorite podcasters around. I am going to drive especially quickly as a mark of my respect for their work.
It is now 2 hours into the journey. Andy Zaltzman is getting bored.
We've been on the road for 121 minutes now. I'm going to have a look, see what's going on in the back section of the tour bus. Well, this is inevitably what happens when you let podcasters out of the studio. I mean, there's just no way around it.
It's now been 5 hours on the road, and even for a driver as experienced and Colombian as Juan Pablo Montoya, concentration can be hard with a bus full of podcast stars.
Hostia!
Can everyone please keep a little bit quieter?
Serna,
and for heaven's sake, put some clothes on.
Eres el puto amo.
Support for The Bugle is brought to you by Simply Safe, home security done right, which is incredibly frustrating for me, having spent most of the last 10 years as a secret cat burglar. A lot of cats. Simply Safe is really discreet and hard to notice, adding hours to my cat-stealing planning. Windows and doors are comprehensively protected. Do you expect me to come down the chimney? Simply Safe's power backups mean I can't even take you off the grid to execute my master plan. Learn more about how Simply Safe can help protect your home and your cat. Go to simplysafe.com/bugle. That is simplysafe.com/bugle.
Day 3. Washington, D.C., capital of the United States. The Radiotopia squad goes to the official tour function and receives a special welcome.
Hello, everybody, from Radiotopia. I want to begin by saying it's my pleasure to welcome so many great podcasters to the White House as we prepare for this truly historic Radiotopia Live show.
And I want to thank, in particular,
Zero Man Mars
from 99%
Convincible.
Thank you,
Zero Man,
for being here. That's a great honor. Thank you. Good podcasters. I love
podcasts.
I listen to them literally
all the time.
In fact, a lot of the Radiotopia
podcasts
are right up my alley,
almost as
if they were made just for me. I like the collusionist 99%
nonsensical,
the selective memory palace, and
of course,
criminal.
Most of the American people hope that one day soon they will do
the whole episode
of Criminals
just about me. I like the entire Radiotopia stable
of podcasts.
Apart from the Bugle, which is a huge pile of
shit.
So much of it was false. I consider it a work of fiction. And I think it's a disgrace that somebody's able to do something like that.
Helen
Saltzman.
She's terrific.
But Andy
Saltzman
is a complete cock.
Well, there you go. What a sensational week that was. Part two will follow at some unspecified point in the future. Time now to delve into the Bugle archives and look back to the royal wedding of Prince William to Prince William's new wife, Kate Middleton, in 2011.
Top story this week. fuck everything else that's happening in the world. The wedding is nearly here. Andy, I know I'm not alone in thinking this, because the sheer number of news crews that have been descending all week on London, the 32-time capital of the entire world. But the upcoming royal wedding is the only thing that anyone in their right mind should be giving a shit about at the moment. I think most international news organisations are going to be sending a very coherent message over the next 7 days. And that message is, Yemen, f*** it. Syria, f*** it. Fukushima nuclear plant, f*** it. Royal weddings, f*** yeah!
And this comes from, in fact, the archives of the BBC. This exclusive recording from 1934.
And a very warm welcome to the BBC Imperium programme. I am Hubert Scratch, and joining me in the Abbey today is our royalty and subservience correspondent, Mr. Stanley Grankerton. And Stanley, one has to say that on this very special day, the Abbey is looking absolutely resplendent.
It certainly is, Hubert. Well done, God. Terrific effort from the big man. Certainly a good decision to strip off that layer of glittery pink paint that Queen Victoria insisted on having. Flowers everywhere. Some freshly slaughtered tigers representing the natural world.
Oh, yes, it's some of them still twitching, in fact. A truly wonderful sight and an even more wonderful smell. And here comes the prince with that characteristic hop of his.
Yeah. There he goes, Hubert. That famous stag night really got out of hand.
Certainly did, Stanley. Doesn't look like it's growing back in a hurry. He stops at the entrance to the abbey and... Yes, whack! 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 Whack again! He ceremonially beats a representative from every nation of the empire with his special wedding stick. And a specially resounding whacking for the Indian ambassador there.
Well played. Well played. Super strike there. And there's another one! Get stuck in, lad. That's it. That's it. Guess that should stifle any thought of independence for a few decades. Marvellous stuff.
Yeah, wonderful technique from the friend of Prince. Controlled backswing, rhythmical downthwack, and a lovely snap of the wrist to accelerate the whack at the moment of contact.
So reminiscent, Hubert, of his great father, who will be a very proud king today.
Yes, the prince has gone in with a mahogany stick today for a more solid whack on his special occasion, rather than the greater flexion and snap of the birch. The shiny brass tip and silver hand in the shape of a Victorian prostitute glinting in the Westminster sunlight. That's Edward VII's old stick, of course, and my goodness me, was that used well.
Oh, rather, that stick has been serviced on an awfully large number of batons. Rather amusing incident there, Hubert. The Archbishop of Canterbury, the unfathomably Reverend Vladimir Scraffleyard, he stubbed his toe on the font, and I'm afraid to say he rather let himself down linguistically there.
Did he? I'll take your word for that, Stanley. I'm afraid it is not a term I'm acquainted with.
Well, that surprises me, Hubert. I'd have imagined you heard it quite a lot. And the groom is ceremonially fondling the princess's chambermaids now. Some excellently thorough groping going on there. And yes, it looks like he's very well satisfied that none of them is quite, cuddleable as the princess herself.
And that's a very great relief for everyone, Stanley. No one wanted to see another Louis IV of Hesse and Princess Alice incident.
Yes, that lady has a quite ferociously vengeful slap upon her.
And the Archbishop now is just checking the prince for syphilis. Yes, he's in the clear. That's good. That's good.
That makes a nice change.
And here it is. That toot of the trumpets can mean only one thing. Yes.
Lovely.
Yes, it
lovely.
Is. Princess
lovely.
Time. And
yes.
Here comes
Come
Princess Marina now.
There she is.
Into the abbey.
Oh.
And...
Oh.
Oh. Oh, lordy.
Oh, heckity heck. My word.
Oh, yeah.
Will you look at that? Good golly, Miss Molly.
In the name of King George, I think every man in the Empire would not mind doing his duty with that.
Oh, mercy. Mercy, mercy me. I don't mind telling you. I wouldn't mind dipping it in that, Hubert.
Dip away, Stanley. It's a Stilton and chive mayonnaise my wife made for my packed lunch. Carrot?
Don't mind if I do, Hubert.
Bit of fun.
Bit of fun. Well, that concludes this week's Sub-Bugle. I hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back with a full Bugle next week, recorded live at our West Coast tour, San Francisco, Portland, and Seattle. Until next time, goodbye.